Dal, whole wheat, etc. Foods and oil of passion, which are bitter, too salty, or too hot, or overly mixed with red pepper, cause misery by reducing the mucus in the stomach, leading to disease. Foods in the mode of ignorance or darkness are essentially those that are not fresh. Any food cooked more than 3 hours before it is eaten, except prasadam, food offered to the Lord, is considered to be in the mode of darkness. Just that you know. Should you not know. Because they are decomposing, such foods give a bad odor, which often attracts people in this mode, but repulses those in the mode of goodness. Remnants of food may be eaten only when they are part of a meal that was first offered to the Supreme Lord, or first eaten by saintly persons, especially the spiritual master. Otherwise, the remnants of food are considered to be in the mode of darkness, and they increase infection or disease. Such foodstuffs, although very palatable to persons in the mode of darkness, are neither liked nor even touched by those in the mode of goodness. The best food is the remnants of what is offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord says that he accepts preparations of vegetables, flour, and milk when offered with devotion. Patram pushpam palam toyam. Of course, devotion and love are the chief things which the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts. But it is also mentioned that the prasadam should be prepared in a particular way. Any food prepared by the injunctions of the scripture and offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be taken even if prepared long, long ago, because such food is transcendental. Therefore, to make food antiseptic, eatable, and palatable for all persons, one should offer food to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Food prepared more than 3 hours before being eaten, food that is tasteless, decomposed, and putrid, and food consisting of remnants and untouchable things is dear to those in the mode of darkness. Okay, somebody wants to say something about this? Be my guest or guest.
It's very important what we eat. A long time about the solution for this one, that solution for this one, so many solutions. And I feel the main solution, and perhaps first solution, should be that we increase the standard of what we eat.
Uh-huh.
And that preferably should be cooked by Brahmins. Mm-hmm. And we have cows here, mm-hmm. So we don't even need to buy anything. Because Brahmins, you can buy milk.
Yeah.
Yogurt, ghee, butter, it should all be made by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is not a very practical thing, but it's also a kind of a consciousness, mm-hmm. of the management.
Yeah.
And I know it's not easy. I also feel that this whole green kitchens, I think we should just stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there should be one kitchen and the standards should be there. They do it in Scotland.
Okay.
A few temples in the world. Mm-hmm. It's difficult, I'm not saying it's easy, but I feel it's a very important thing.
Yeah.
That is my comment on this report.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's definitely not my business to start pinpointing, and I come from Ghent, so I'm not part of this way of this community, so I cannot. I was a manager here one time, a temple commander a long time ago. Somehow or other, I can understand Guruji's comments. What I would like to say on this, that it's a bit strange, I suppose. I mean, it is part of Prabhupada's desires, so we should be. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. And I suppose it is a bit strange, since we are serving the Supreme Lord, we are serving so many people also outside, and there are many people who are trying to nestle themselves in the mode of goodness. I meet quite a few as I'm preaching in Ghent, and I can tell you a little story about one person who came and helped here in due course of time, but his philosophy is a little bit different. But you can see deep down he is actually also a devotee. He doesn't know exactly just yet, but he's very helpful, and sometimes he brings his own vegetables from his own garden, quite a big garden. And by profession, he studied in my birthplace in Oudenaarde in a landbouwschool. How do you translate that in English? A landbouwschool. He actually studied farming.
Farming. Yeah,
farming. You know, like, we like have a college there where I live. And so he's expert, but he's expert in many ways. He's also a Taekwondo master. He's a very powerful personality. He's a yogi also, but he follows more a Buddhistic line. But just to say that there are, away from the Ishkan, many people who are trying to set something up in that way. What happened that he went to a psychic lady about what to do next, because he was completely fried with society. And he wanted to actually farm amazingly. For me, this is also amazing, although I come from farm country, and my family members from my father's side were farmers. I was brought up with the cows, very small then. He went there and he found me on the street. I was distributing books. And he said, "Are you a Hare Krishna?" And I said, "Yes, I am." "Well, strange thing," he said, "I just went to a psychic lady, and like I said, he is fed up with society. He doesn't want to live in that. He wants to farm, and he wants to farm old-fashioned way, you know, with the bullocks, not with tractors or anything else." And I was pretty amazed. Wow, you know. Somebody wants to do that nowadays. And he said, "This lady," she said, "I may have a solution for you. Just wait 1 minute." She went to her kitchen at the back, and she brought An Zijdendraad or something, a small book of Srila Prabhupada. And she said, "You should try to meet these people and read this and see if you can associate with them somehow or other." So in due course, I explained him a little bit that we had here a farm community with some cows, but not our own milk at that time and everything else, like Prabhuji is explaining, making our own yogurt. And he got very fired up, so he checked this out also, but the philosophy kind of clashed a little bit. But still, he is expert, actually. You ask him any name of any plant, Latin name also, hundreds of them, he'll know it. You know, he's so intelligent as far as that department is concerned, the farming. So there are quite some people out there who are capable, who know something, and who also want to do something. So it is kind of strange sometimes. We are working with the Lord. We have some power behind us, actually, if we are actually believing in Krishna. He can do so many things for us. You know, I think it's a question of what my Guru Maharaj would say, Radhanat, sincerity and non-duplicitousness also. And just also the fact that we have to learn also to not, sit in our armchair, as it were. We have to work very hard sometimes, and we should not be afraid to put up our sleeves and get into it. And if necessary, learn a trade which might not be meant for us, which might not fit our mode. One may be a little bit Brahminical, but can happen sometimes that there's nobody to tend to the cow, so let's get into it. and get some books. I remember Bhaktin Martin here, he came in as a bhakta. He also was at the same school in Audenarde, just like this friend I met quite mystically on the street. His name was Christoph. And I remember as a bhakta myself, we kind of joined at the same time. There was like a pile of books on his table here in one of the rooms where we slept. It was here at that time, now it's different. I'm talking a long time ago. But it was not Bhagavad Gita or anything else. It was just anything on farming. You know, he could get his hands on. He would just, you know, start studying that. You know, whatever he remembered from school, from the college. And he would get going in the garden. You know? So sometimes we have to be reminded also of what Prabhupada actually wants. And it may be, seem a little bit distant. Sometimes I see these spiritual programs, especially before, and then people are asking, but you don't want us to go back in the Middle Ages, you know, like they would do in the Middle Ages. It's not necessary. But some balance should be there. And we should never forget that Prabhupada did came with some instructions. So if you really want to follow him, and if you really want to, in this way please him, one should make some endeavor. If we can't do it, then start praying for it. I remember when I was a Sankirtan devotee, we would sometimes pray also. Sometimes we were only two, and we would do Harinam, and then at the same time book distribution. We would pray that there would be more devotees coming in. You know, why not? Not that you have to do that for hours on end, the Hare Krishna mantra is prime, but you can say a little separate prayer, and then of course be open for what comes in here. Like this boy also, he could teach devotees also. He was so expert. I remember, I don't know where he is now, if he's still now and then coming in, but like I said, and he said, just give me, he's a yogi. He wanted to sleep here in the farm. Now it's burned down. Icy cold, the devotees may know it sometimes can become -5 or -10 here, or even more in Radhadesh. But he could handle that, no problem. And he's as strong as an ox. Or he said, give me a plot of land. There's land here lying, I think it's Radhadesh also here, vacant. They can rent it. If a devotee can't do it, then somebody else who's leaning towards spirituality and is inclined to serve the devotees. He served us in Ghent. This is one example you could give. And in the meantime, he could teach somebody, as he is doing here, and rather than get some income. This is one example. Like this. There's some comment I wanted to make. Somebody else wants to comment? Please do.
Yeah, I was thinking that guy, and I have volunteers here, you know.
That.
That they have an open door to the temple, that people who aren't practicing Hare Krishna monks but can still come in and they can still work on the land, they can still help out, and not necessarily have to do the whole Hare Krishna
thing. That was also his plan, like this Christoph. He says, I'll come to the temple, but I may not be always there for japa or something like that. And gradually, I'm sure he would get into it, because he's a good-hearted person, and he may have this, for the time being, philosophy, and maybe convinced about it to a certain extent, because he's been doing it a long time. So this meditation, Buddhist meditation, some other prayers, maybe also from Christian background. But the main thing for me was when I saw this person, he's very good-hearted, and he wants to please somebody else with what he knows. For him, that's his main thing. He did other things also. I mean, he was an athlete before also. I think he did rings or something like that. He became Belgium championships like that. A special person, really. Powerful person. So why not? I mean, Yeah, of course, that's more of a local thing. You have to see and manage what is possible, what is not possible. You know, you have to see the time, place, and circumstance. But it might be a point to consider that one may have to be in the beginning a little bit more like this, open. Or in another way, if that doesn't work, then at least some devotee or other, you know, should make an endeavor, make a sacrifice. I did so many things here also, which were not at all my inclination. When I was young, I used to read 5 or 6 books. Every 3 weeks I would go back to the library like this, and non-stop practically, very, like this. More Brahminically inclined, but I washed the toilets here also. I did so many things here. So you have to see. And should not forget, everything is also, it's still Kali Yuga. I mean, you cannot expect you're going to have a perfect setup anyhow. It may happen for a small yuga within the Kali Yuga, but at times maybe, but one should never forget, everything is about sacrifice. When I came here actually in the train, somehow or other, that came up actually in my mind, that Kali Yuga remains a war zone, whatever happens. And in a war, you adjust things, you know. You cannot expect that you have an ideal setup like you might have in Satya Yuga or even Treta Yuga like that. So, main point of sacrifice should not be forgotten. And if it has to be done, it's a little bit this principle, what has to be done has to be done. If that's his desire. Yeah. I'm sure it's feasible, but we would like to have more, of course. It's a tough job. Right now, of course. I mean, just to make devotees is so difficult. Just to remain yourself on a reasonable standard is extremely tough. Without having to compromise, for instance, regarding food stuff. I remember last time I was here, there was who is the farmer in Bhaktivedanta Manor? What's his name now? The problem. There was a whole discussion on milk. Should we take milk in boxes, and or should we make our own milk? And it's super expensive. Shama Sundar, yeah, I think that's his name. I'm sure this is still an ongoing thing, discussion. Controversial. Yeah, very controversial. My idea is that, and from my own experiences, Krishna always helps. I don't earn so much. I have a wife, Indian wife, and one child. Has come up 2 years ago. But still, I'm forcing myself to buy bioproducts, which are more expensive. Still, they're coming gradually also in the supermarkets, like the Lays here and what have you called it. But still, it's more expensive, but still I do it. Not only, like Prabhupada said, it has to be prepared in a certain way. We cannot always be so devotional. And although the picture of our Guru Maharaj is there, represent Radhana Maharaj, and I'm sure they will help as much as they can. But I invite devotees, so I don't use white sugar, for instance. It's a lot more expensive, the sugar cane, and especially when you buy really raw or anything else. You spoke about melas or these other things, you know. As far as you can, with your budget, you adjust, because you know it's not just for your own tongue or stomach. So your own health also is good, by the way, you know. But it's you want to please the devotees, so you give the best you can. It's not just Krishna, but the devotees are coming at your home, or there's a program. My wife's a super good cook, so but I always have to pinpoint to her, just use this and use that. And or if you go, because she likes to go to the Indian shops, but I'm sure everybody knows in India it's a horrible thing. I mean, I don't know where it comes from. But the Kerala doesn't obviously come from the Belgian, gardens. Or what else is there? This lady finger or these other vegetables, you know? They are imported. And in India they use enormous amount of chemicals, so it's extremely risky. So I tell my wife, now and then you can do for your own tongue or stomach, or if you have Indian friends coming, but generally I don't approve. I tell her I want the bio stuff, and even if it is more expensive, then at least they'll always get the best I can offer. Of course, it is always better to have your own garden, like Christoph was helping us with his own garden, and he would do like a bio also. And if you can, that's the best, of course. But even then in Kali Yuga, you know, you have the zure regen. How do you hold back? Eh? How do you call it, the acid rain? It's extremely difficult. That's why also it is mentioned here that the most antiseptic foodstuff is offered to the Lord. I remember the lecture actually now with Shama Sundar, and I made the point that one should never forget that what you are eating, okay, it may come from some boxes, it may be contaminated, there may be some karma there because of some of the cows will later go to the slaughterhouse like this. But at least we need to offer something to somebody, also food for life, we need to offer something. So at least offer it with a devotional attitude and maybe even a sorry, you know, to the Lord, and hopefully He will accept. And once it's purified, then you're better off. At least you can counteract in that way the impurities. And Prabhu also said it's very important that you somehow or other offer your foodstuffs. So we as grihasthas can go very quick. Now, I was also thinking as I was coming here in the train, that somehow or other brahmacharya was like standing here, and also I don't know where I am now. You know, but I really am adjusting. I always thought I'm not gonna, like they say here in Dutch, I put water with the wine. I don't know if the same goes in
water.
Yeah?
Yeah,
water, no. Yeah, we say water with the wine. Mix it. And it becomes you know, like that. Denk ik toch, hè? Dat is de uitdrukking niet. Water bij de wijn doen.
Yeah. What does it mean to kind of dilute or
compromise? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you dilute it. The quality of the wine and the purity of the wine goes. So the tendency is there. But at least my wife does sometimes also, when she's impure, when she's off the altar, then sometimes it's like not even cling, 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 but she just does like this. Because she can't go on the altar, she can't touch things, paraphernalia, so... But at least say a prayer, you know, or some mantra. It's extremely, extremely important. Prabhuji, you still want to make comment?
No, it's very nice.
Yeah.
That's minimum. One little comment is that mind is not called Mukunda, right? Mukunda Datta.
Yeah, sorry, I made offense, yeah, that's true.
No,
Mukunda.
It's an update.
It's updated. Thank you. Well, but I think I kind of knew that already. So always when it gets late, my mind starts to, you know. But your thanks.
He was recently here.
Mukunda, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't know that he had so much knowledge. You know? So it's just a matter of time. Because I know you can't just force these things.
No.
But, you know, Prabhupada is reminding us of his purport, and I'm just reminding myself basically. And now, you know, we have such a treasure house as mine, and perhaps your friend, so it's just a matter of time.
People are there.
We'll increase the standards again.
And working together also. I mean, these people are already very pure. I mean, he's like, he can break through doors, you know, with his hand or with his foot. He's so powerful, this person. But he's a vegetarian already. He's my Martin. I'm 46, he's 47 or 48. 20 years already, he's a vegetarian. So these are things you have to think about. If you can't start from our own side, at least when Krishna sends a person like this, you know, and he goes to a program, and he comes here, then, you know, one should not, because he's, you know, philosophy is a little bit different. You know, he doesn't have to stay here. He said himself, I mean, I can help. I can work the land, milk the cows.
Yeah. Well, we're already doing that, no?
Huh?
The Hoover program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's already happening, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
They're not even, maybe some of them aren't even into any philosophy.
I need to be updated for sure about these things.
Worldwide Organization for Organic Farming.
Uh-huh.
And it's a whole internet network
uh-huh.
of people who want to have a kind of a spiritual holiday. Uh-huh. And they go from one organic farm to another.
Achcha.
And they work and they just get food and boarding.
Yeah.
So it's called Scotland, they started with it.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's a few other temples. And
Australia.
And Ryan has also now become part of the Woofer network.
Oh,
so
good.
We work with volunteers, but it's really nothing to do with Hare Krishna.
Yes.
They work on our farm because
oh,
they want to farm. They want
yes,
to know about farming.
Oh, that's good. That's
so
nice.
it's already happening. So this is up there. You're being updated.
Thank you so much.
You can send him a talent to
if I find him, you know. I really want to meet this fellow again. He's so nice, very kind-hearted. I'm looking forward to that one also. So let's end here. Thank you very much. Yeah.